14th of April, 1815. "Good morning, Miss Darcy. Welcome to Albemarle House," said Bates with a warm smile. "I understand you are removing to Hemel Hill with his and her grace."
"Yes, I am indeed. Mr. and Mrs. Darcy and the children departed for Nottinghamshire this morning with the Greens and their children. They plan to break their journey at Dereham, then continue on to Pemberley in a fortnight." Georgiana was not sure why Jane required her aid with the new baby, but her sister had insisted Jane needed her desperately. She could never abandon dear, sweet Jane, so here she was. She adored children, so any assistance she could provide with Clarissa, or even Juliana and Emmeline, the Duke's children from his first wife, would be welcome.
"Of course, miss. The Duke and Duchess have yet to come down, but Lord Bath is at breakfast, should you like to join him?"
The Earl had been Lord Charles when she had first met him. Of course, the death of Simon, his elder brother, and the former Lord Bath, had meant Lord Charles assumed the title since it was separate from the dukedom. These things happen from time to time, yet this one would require more adjustment. The former Lord Bath was not a good man.
"I shall join Lord Bath. Thank you."
The butler brought her to a small room, with windows that curved outward, and gave a lovely view of the garden behind. When she entered, Lord Bath stood and bowed, as Bates pulled out a chair across from the Earl. After she thanked Bates, she clasped her hands in her lap. Why did this gentleman, sitting opposite from her, rile her nerves so? He could not hear, but that did not matter. In essentials, he was no different from any other gentleman.
"Good morning, Lord Bath. I hope you are well," she said, speaking with both her hands and her voice.
He tilted his head. "Where did you learn that?"
"My brother and his wife have been working with a master who came highly recommended from His Grace."
"Mr. Creasy?"
"Yes, he has been kind enough to let me join. I still stumble, and it is difficult to remember every..."
Speaking of stumbling,
she bit her lip and was about to place her palm to her forehead when the Earl lifted his eyebrows. He spelled, then signed, "Word."
"Yes, word," she nodded. "My brother enjoys speaking to you on matters of estate management, and since you will be a part of our family party in the future, we would not want to see you left out of the conversations around you."
His Adam's apple bobbed. He blinked several times quickly, then nodded. Was he overcome? He would not receive a great deal of consideration from most, so if he was, his feelings were understandable. She poured herself coffee. Her distraction would give him a moment to compose himself.
He pointed to her cup. "You do not drink tea?"
"I do, but mostly in the afternoon and evening. Lizzie has converted me to coffee in the morning."
One side of his lip quirked. "I hear she enjoys brandy. Do you partake of the gentleman's drinks as well?"
"Lizzie drinks brandy, and my cousin Nicholas's wife partakes of whiskey. She is Irish, but I have yet to try brandy, or whiskey for that matter."
Georgiana spelled the word she did not know. When she had a moment, she took a muffin from a plate and spread jam upon it before taking a bite. In her nervousness to stay with Jane and her family, she had not eaten that morning. Doing so now might not have been the best idea, but she would try.